I am untouched by the games in my world. I am untouched by the games in my world. My world is filled with games, games that other people are playing, games that other people are thinking about, dreams and so forth, and I'm untouched by them. Because those games, those dreams, those things that people are thinking about in my world are things that are really unimportant to me. If people want to think that they're sad, that doesn't bother me. If people want to think that they're rich, that doesn't bother me. If people want to think that they're poor, that doesn't bother me. If people want to think that they are sick, that doesn't bother me. If people want to think that they're unhappy in any way, it doesn't bother me. I always say, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. That's all that I ever think. That's all that I ever say. All is in divine order now. Well, I cannot allow myself to be concerned about the attitudes, about the things, the games that people play in my world, because if I allow myself to be concerned about the games that people are playing in my world, I am playing those games. It doesn't matter what the game may be. If I am concerned about a game that another person is playing in my world, I am in the midst of that game. I am playing that game just as much as they are. If they're playing the game of sickness, I am playing the game of sickness. If they're playing the game of wholeness and happiness and hearty, I am playing the game of wholeness and happiness and heartiness. Well, you see, that doesn't seem like a very beneficial thing. Oh, that's the most beneficial thing in the world. When you start to realize that you are playing whatever game other people are playing, then you begin to realize, why am I doing that? Why am I playing the games that other people are playing? Why am I playing the games of unhappiness? Why am I playing the games of limit in my life? Why am I playing those games? Well, I'm playing them if I see other people in any way experiencing that. If I see in any people experiencing unhappiness or limitation. Now, this is only a truism. It's only a reality of my life, of all life. For what we see is what we are. For all the world is a reflection of us. So it's about time that I take my reflection and get it busy. It's about time that I take my reflection and get busy making my reflection exactly what I want it to be. And if I don't make my reflection exactly what I want it to be, then I'm allowing the world to make my reflection what I want it to be. If I am reflecting outwardly a poverty within myself, if I am reflecting outwardly limitation within myself, then that is just who I am. It's just who I am if I am expressing that in any way in my life. Now, do I live a life of abundance? Do I live a life of happiness? Do I live a life of goodness? Do I? I think I do. I think I do, because everywhere I look, I enjoy all of the things that I see. I enjoy all the people I see. I enjoy all the happiness I see. I enjoy everything that I see, and that's me. That's me, and that's who I am, and that's what I am. I truly enjoy every game that I play, but I am untouched by the games that other people play. I am the master of my own game, and my own game is one of all is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. All is goodness. All is truth. I live in this all-is-in-divine-order game, and it's a wonderful game to live in. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future, there is only the now, this moment now. And I live in this moment now. I live in this moment now. I live in the ideal of this moment now, because this truly is who and what I am. This truly is the ideal that I am that I am. And as I play that game that I am, all that I could ever imagine is flooding forth into my world. It takes a point of view that I am looking at life, and I am looking at all the things that go on in the world, and I'm seeing only those things that delight me, only those things that make me happy, only those things that are truly exciting in every possible way. I'm looking at all the world, and I'm seeing it as a beautiful world, a fantastic world, a joyous world. Indeed, all is in divine order. What reflects from me is all is in divine order. What reflects from me is the purity, the wholeness, the goodness, the magic of all life. That's what reflects from me. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's where I am. That's why I am. That's all I am. I am that I am. I am all that is good. I am all that is beautiful. I am all that is magic. I am that I am. And it's a wonderful thing to be that I am. It's a wonderful thing to be who and what I am, because that's all that matters in my life. That's all that matters in my life. That's all that matters in anything that I'm doing. And it's the only thing that matters. I am untouched by the games in my world, unless I am the person who's going to live those games and enjoy those games and experience those games in every wonderful, magical way. And I live and enjoy and experience those games in every magical way, realizing I am the creator of those games. I am the creator of all the games in this world that make me happy, that make me fulfilled, that make me feel this world is fantastic. All is in divine order. I can do nothing else but be in divine order. I can live only in my happiness of being in divine order. I look at other people and I see them a reflection of me, a reflection of my highest and best, a reflection of the delight in my heart, a reflection of the purity of my soul. And that's all I ever want to experience. That's all I ever want to experience is all that is beautiful and good, all that is magical and wonderful, all that is ideal, all that is who I am. And that's all I am, is who I am. Who are you? Who are you? Are you living according to your highest and best? Are you living with the happiness in your heart and your soul? Are you living with joy and peace in your life at all times? Do you look at everyone in your world and say, that's me. That's the highest of me. That's the best of me. That's the most beautiful part of me. I'm untouched by the games in my world. They're of no account to me. I am only touched by what turns me on, what makes me feel happy, what makes me feel fulfilled, what makes me feel joyous. I am touched. Indeed, I'm touched. I'm touched by all those things that are the purest reflection of who and what I am. And as I am touched by those things that are the purest reflection of who and what I am happy all the time. I am joyous all the time. I am healthy all the time. I am rich all the time. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the time. And that's all I know, and that's all I am, and that's all I'll ever be, because that's all I have eyes for, is who I am, the perfection of who I am, my original purity and integrity. And I say all is in divine order, and I say I live in divine order, and I say it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to live that way. Join me today in living in divine order. Join me today in living in a world which is your reflection of your highest and your best at all times, and see how excitingly wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.